Okay, today's daf chaf vav. So we got the last two lines of chaf hey and beis. The Gemara was talking about Rebbe and Rebbe Chia about one of them said that the person could be hella ben al pi aviv lakuna. That was the shita's Rebbe. And then based on that, we said it must be Rebbe Chia who holds that that a person could be hella ach al pi achiv. So Gemara says according to Rebbe Chia, who holds it true that the ach could be hella his brother to a kohen, asks Gemara last two lines again in chaf hey and beis. Rebbe Chia maishna ben delo. The karav who etzel aviv. So what's the reason why a son may not be hella ben al pi aviv? Because it's a karav. The krovim to each other. You can't be made on each other. You're krovim. So just like a father can't be made on his own son, so too, ach nami karav etzel achiv. How could a brother be trusted about his brother as well to say that he's a kohen? And so the Gemara answered the top of chaf aviv. So it wasn't giving edus. They were just having a conversation. And through that conversation, it became clear that in fact the brother was a kohen. So it's not an edus. And once you say that, the Rishon explained, just like Mesiach Levi Tuma works to explain about his brother as a Kohen, so to a word work also about a father and the son as well. It just happens to be the mice they were about to see to a brother and a brother. When it comes to Mesiach Levi Tuma, it works Ben Aviv to Ben and Achiv La Achiv. Rashi, rather the Gemara explains, what's the mice of Mesiach Levi Tuma? Ki ha damar of Yehuda amar Shmuel, mice ba'adam echad shehaya Mesiach Levi Tuma. A person was just having a conversation, and he was just explaining Vamar one time, Zicharini, I remember Kisha Ani Tinok, when I was a young boy, Murkavak Sefer Shel Abba was on the shoulders of my father, Votsiunim Beisa Sefer took me out of school, Vefshitunu as Kutanti took off my clothing, Vitviluni, he put me into the mikvah, Le'echo B'chuma Le'ev to eat chuma that evening. Rashi explains the reason why children have to go to the mikvah, because they're always dirty, they're always around Shrachim, and they always became Tame, so you have to go to the mikvah. Tosa asks, what's the base sefer? What's the, they took him out of yeshiva. Who cares where he took him out of? Tosa says, lest one think that he maybe was an eved, because an eved of a kohen may also eat chuma. Eved doesn't go to a base sefer. So that tells me that he's not an eved, rather he's a kohen. But this was the conversation. And based on this, Rabbi Chiya Mesayimba, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Mesayimba, V'chaverai badilin mimenu, and all my friends would separate, distance themselves from me to make sure I don't become any more tamei. By the current OC, they would call me Yochanan Ochel Chalas. The Yochanan would eat Chalas, referring to Chal or Truma. And based on this just conversation, this is not an Eidus, V'heleu Rebbe Lakuna Alpiv. So that's where we see that a brother can get another brother to become a Kohen based on this conversation, Mesiach Lefi Tumo. The question becomes, how much do we believe, how far are we willing to take this conversation? So the Ritva says, it's not a Chiv, it's not a Nemanus on a Deraisa level. We would only let the child, this Kohen, the brother, eat Chuma Midrabanan, but we would not let him eat Chuma Deraisa, nor would we let him do Nisiyas Kapayim. It's very limited in how much we would trust him. The Rambam, however, does say that not only for Chuma, but even Nisiyas Kapayim, we actually would trust him for Nisiyas Kapayim. And the way that Beis Shmuel says no. The Rambam holds Nisiyas Kapayim works because there's no Hana. We don't think anyone's lying in this case. So Chuma Midrabanan and Nisiyas Kapayim would be allowed, but to start having him have enough a Chuma Deraisa, that much we wouldn't trust. So even the Rambam agrees that Mesiach Levi Tumo has a threshold, it's limited, but no one thinks Mesiach Levi Tumo is a fully believed, whereby even Chuma Deraisa would be allowed as well. So Gemara then says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kishem Shechuma Chazaka Lakuna, just like a person eating Chuma establishes a Chazaka that he must be a Kohen, Kach Maiserishon Chazaka Lakuna. So too, if you see a Kohen eating a Maiserishon, so too, that's a Chazaka, he's a Kohen. The Gemara is going to ask, wait a second, a Maiserishon doesn't go to a Kohen, Maiserishon goes to a Levi. So we'll get to that in just a second. And furthermore, Hacholik V'Bezdin Eino Chazaka. However, if one is receiving Chuma, the Chalukah from the field, with the consent of Bezdin, that's actually not a Chazaka. So Gemara is going to challenge that as well. So Gemara says, I understand that the eating Chuma is a Chazaka that you're Kohen. But Maiser Rishon de Levihu, that Levi to Maiser Rishon, not a Kohen. And the Gemara says, and this the Gemara oftentimes uses, explains the Shita, Ki Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah, the Tani, the Brisa says that Chuma goes to the Kohen. Maiser Rishon le Levi, that's Divrei Rebbe Akiva. However, Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, Maiser Rishon af le Kohen. Maiser Rishon not only goes to a Levi, but it also goes to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, okay, so Amar Damar Balazar ben Azariah af Lakoin, but Lakoin v'lo Levi mi Amar? So okay, so granted, Rabbi Balazar expands that not only does a Levi eat Maaser Rishon, but also a Kohen eats Maaser Rishon. But how can you say above that if you see a person eating Maaser Rishon, he's definitely a Kohen? What do you mean? He might be a Kohen, he might also be a Levi. It's not a right that he's definitely a Kohen. And the Gemara says, Amar in, yes, it is true, because Basar de Kansinu Ezra, Ezra gave a knas to the Levim that they didn't return back from Bavel, so the Levim were no longer allowed to eat Mais Rishon. It was only given to Kohanim to eat, and therefore it is a good raya that one who eats Mais Rishon in fact is considered Kohen. Tosas points out, if you look at Tosas, Dira Maschil, Basar de Kansinu Ezra, that after Ezra made a penalty for them, we don't find any pasuk at all that says that Ezra gave such a kanas. We have some indication of it. The pasuk in Ezra says, "Vaya Kohen ben Aaron im halavim." He's with the levim be'eser with the meiser halavim. You could interpret the pasuk to mean kishiyavo halavim lachlok bebeis agranos yavo kwanim imam. They would go with him and maybe take them away. But he goes on back and forth the rest of the Tosfos to explain there's no real clear raya that it's true that he gave a kanas to levim. But apparently this is the masorah that we have. They in fact did give a penalty to levim. They shouldn't have ma'aser rishon. Either way, the Gemara says okay. So that's why it's a good indicator. If you see someone eating ma'aser rishon, it must be that he's a kohen. So asks the Gemara first. Why line down in the Gemara? Viduma ikru viyavlu. Maybe they chanced upon it. Maybe the Levi, although we would not give a Levi Ma'aser Rishon based on the Knas, but if he takes it, if he gets one, he's able to eat it. So it's possible you see a guy eating it who's in fact a Levi. So it's not a rye that he's necessarily a Kohen. So Gemara says, Amar of Chista, no. Halcha b'mayaskina, and this is what it's talking about. Kigon de muchzak lon bavur de hai Kohenu. We have a guy, Reuven, and there's a, we have a, his father is definitely a muchzak as a Kohen. His father definitely is a Kohen. And this guy ruined the child. Nafik aleh kala the ben grusha ben chalutzu. But now people start to say rumors that no. But his father married a ben grusha chalutzu. He's a ben grusha. He's a ben chalutzu. He's a chalal. V'chalkale l'didei ma'is bebeis granos. And now we see Reuven, the people, the farmers, giving him some ma'is rishon in the field. So maybe Taka he is a kohen. He's not a ben grusha. He's not a ben chalutzu. Levi, de lav Levi, he can't be a Levi because we know his father's a Kohen, so he's certainly not a Levi. So how can he be receiving it? Michael Maim, are you going to say he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza? So if that's the case, Lomi Boi, Leman Damar, Maisarishan, Asa Lazarim, de lohavi Avle, can't be. If you assume that this is an Isser, for Zar to eat Maisarishan, so the fact that the farmer's giving him Maisarishan must be he's not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so it must be a Kohen. But even if you hold that you can give a zar ma'aser rishon, el afilman damer ma'aser rishon mutar lazarim, so why are you giving it to him? It must be you giving it to him because he's allowed to have it. No. What it means is, lemispikulu. Let's say I'm a Levi, so I could give a zar ma'aser rishon. But you can't give ma'aser rishon from the field. The field, in order for a zar to eat it, it must be the farmer must give it to Levi or Kohen, and then I could give it to a zar. But the farmer would not directly give it to a zar, even though a zar may have it. He can't be makaba again, directly from the field. So if the fact that he's receiving it from the field, it must be, aval b'tors chalukah lo yavla, you wouldn't give it to a zar. The fact that he's getting it b'tors chalukah must be that he is, in fact, considered a Kohen. So that's the case here, that again, Reuven, his father is certainly a Kohen. And there's a rumor that he's a Ben Grusha. And the fact that he's receiving the chalukah of the ma'aser rishon in the field must indicate he must be a Kohen. He can't be Levi again, his father's not a Levi. And he can't be a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza because you wouldn't give him it from the land directly. Therefore, he's a Kohen, and that's why it's a good ride that he's in fact the Kohen by receiving ma'aser rishon. So then the Gemara says, above we said in the Braisa that although eating Chuma and eating ma'aser rishon is a good chazakah that he's a Kohen, but if a person gets chalukah bebezdin, that's not a good chazakah. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hacholik bebezdin eino chazakah? I bebezdin lo havi chazakah, hei havi chazakah. If Bezdin, who oversees the giving out of the Chuma Meiser, that's not a good chazakah, what better chazakah is it than that? How is that not a good chazakah? Gemara says, it's not referring to a chaluk and bezdin. What it's referring to, says Rav Sheshes, is Amar Rav Sheshes, hachikamar. Hacholik chuma benichse aviv im achiv bebezdin eino chazakah. It's not referring to dividing chuma. It's referring to the father died and the dividing properties in general. This house goes to this brother and this property goes to that brother. And among the nechasim that they're dividing, they're also dividing the chuma as well. So what happens is, so the father's a kohen, the children are also kohanim. But not all the children are kohanim. Some might be a chala. He may have married a grusha. So half the children are kohanim, half the children are not kohanim. So although even some of them are chalalim, you would still give them chuma. Achal kini chuma. They still have bailus over it, whereby they could sell the chuma to a kohen, maybe their brother or some other kohen, and they can make money off it. That's what's going on. So just because they received chuma as part of the chalukah of the father's property and Bezdin oversaw this does not mean that they're necessarily Kohanim. They can still be Chalal and just make profit off of it. So again, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes Hachi Kamar. Hacholik Chuma Benichse Aviv Im Ache BeBezdin Eino Chazaka. Pshita, Gemara says, obvious. Samal, the same, what's the Havamina? Midahonach Lachila. Just like those brothers who are certainly Kohanim are getting the Chuma that they could eat it. Hainami Lachila must be these other Kohanim, although there are rumors that they're Ben Grushas, maybe they're getting it also towards Chaluka as eating it, and maybe it should be a good Chazaka. Kamashman, no. Honach Lachila Vahila Zvuni. These brothers who are certainly Kohanim are getting the Chuma to eat, and these brothers are getting it to sell because they're not allowed to eat it. So just because they got the chalukah from the Nichsei Aviv is not an indicator that they themselves are Kohanim. Fine. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah was that yesterday's daf said there's a machlokas whether or not a person could be Mala Lekohen al Piyed Echad. So we have three machlokas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, this is what the Gemara quotes itself, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Malin Lekohen al Piyed Echad. Eid Echad is not enough of a raya to say that a Kohen is a Kohen. And in that Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said, that's only true when there's Orim, when people are challenging his Yichus. But at Makum Shein Orim, if no one's challenging his Yichus, we actually would rely on an Eid Echad. And then the Mishnah had yet a third opinion, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan, Malin Akuna al Pi Eid Echad, you would rely on an Eid Echad, Timala Lakuna. So based on these last two opinions, the Gemara says, wait a second, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Reb Elazar, they're saying the same exact thing, meaning they both agree that with one aid, you can be Mala Lakuna. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds Aid Malin Lakuna Pied Echad. But Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon Gamliel both hold you can be Mala Pied Echad. So what are they saying differently? They're saying the same exact thing. And so the Gemara says, V'chi Tamer, if you're going to tell me the machlokas and afkamina between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is that She'arar Chad Ika Benayu, if there's one guy challenging his Yichas, that's the nafkamina, that the Rabbi Eliezer Savar Arir Chad, that if there's one guy challenging it, then you would not trust in Eid Echad against the Arar. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar Arir Trey, you need two people. Meaning if two people say challenges Yichus, then you're right, one Eid Echad won't counter. But if it's only one person being Ma'arir on his status, then one who would be Ma'ala Le'ed would be, the Kuna would be trusted. So that's an Afkamina. In other words, in the face of a Eid of one Echad Arar, that's where the Machlokas is. Rabbi Elazar says, once there's one Arar, we don't trust the one to say it's Kasher. But Rabbi Shimon said, we would. One against one, we trust the Eid Echad, that he is good. But if it's one against two, two say he's not a Kohen, we wouldn't trust the one Eid. So that's the suggestion. Gemara says, is that really true? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, divrei kol ein ara pachlus mishnayim. You can never have one protest. It's always at least two. So that wouldn't be the nafkamina. Ela must be hacha b'mayaskinan d'muchsak lon b'avua d'hai d'koinu. We have a tradition. We know his father. We have a chazaka. His father is certainly a Kohen. And Nafik Aleh Kala the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzu, and then there are rumors that this particular child is the product of a Ben Grusha. V'achtinu, so then Bezdin demoted him from the status of being a Kohen. V'yosa Eid Echad V'amar Yodana Beit Dekohenu. Then Eid says, wait a second, I know that he's about their Kohen. So now they counter the rumor. V'yaskinu, and then Bezdin brings him back, the Male, back to being a Kohen. And then the also betray, then two others come and say, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Vechtinu, and then they demote him back to being a Zar. And then Vaseid Echad, Vamar Yadana Dai Kohenu. And then another eight says, no, he's actually a good Kohen. There's a little back and forth ping pong game here. So what's going on? Do we trust that final eight Echad or not? So Gemara says, Duchul Yama, the truth is, Mitzar from the Edis. This is good Edis. Meaning there's one eight in the beginning, he was Kasher. And then one eight at the end, he wasn't Kasher. Even though the testimonies came at different points, we could really mitzarif them. There's two Eidim saying he's kosher. The problem here, however, is, and really we should be male back to being a Kohen, because there's two Eidim saying he's a good Kohen. The problem is, hacha b'meichosh lezilusa beidina kamithilgi. We're concerned of how it looks a Bezdin. Bezdin looks like a joke. One day he's a Kohen, one day he's a Zar, one day he's a Kohen. It just doesn't look good for them. So Tanakama Savar kevin dachdinu lamaskinu lei. Once we've demoted him to being a Zar, we can't be mala him to being a Kohen again. Chashino lezilusa de beidina. No one's going to take Bezdin seriously. They're going to think the whole thing's a disgrace and it's all made up. So because to preserve the dignity or the standards of Bezdin, we say leave him as a Zar, even though in reality, mitzat edus, he should be accepted. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sabar, anan achdinulei, anan maskinulei. No, we have the right to demote. we have the right to promote. We're not concerned with people making fun of and disgracing Bezdin, and therefore you can trust the final Eid Echad to mitzarif him with the first Eid Echad. That's the first suggestion. And the Gemara says, Maskivla, Rav Ashi, Hachi, that's the case, Afilu Treyu Treynami, even two people coming together as well, the same halacha should apply, you should not allow them to go up. If it's true, Abalaz is concerned with the Zilusa, so if two say he's a puzzle, and two afterwards say he's kosher, we shouldn't let even two. I mean, our Gemara says only one aid, separate from each other. But if it's two and two, even in that situation, Rav Blaza should have the same concern of Zilusa, the Beidina, and he doesn't say that's the case here. So it doesn't seem to be that's the machlokus about the Zilusa, the Beidina. Ella, what's going on here? What's the machlokus? Ella Amr Rav Ashi, b'mitztarfin le'edus k'miflim. They're arguing about whether or not you can mitztarfin eid echad from the beginning and eid echad at the end. Can they be mitztarfes to aid them to testify about the Kohen's status? And they're arguing about a pluk sedahani tanai, a machlokas of a tanai, b'raisa elsewhere. The b'raisa says, the tanya, ein edusan mistarefes ad shiyiru shneim ke'echad. The only way you create a kind of edim, if they saw it together, if you look at Rashi, ad shiyiru shneim ke'echad esa edus, they saw the witness the same exact event. Lafuke echad omer b'fnei halveyu, ve'echad omer b'fnei hodilo olav. One guy said, I saw him lend. The other guy said, I saw he admitted that he borrowed money. That's not the same event. Yes, they're testifying about the same exact thing, but they saw different parts. I saw the lending the money, and I saw him admit that he owes money, but that's not the same event. That's not Mitztarif Eidus. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach Omer, Afilu b'zeh achar zeh, vein edusun miskayamis b'bezdin, ad sheyidu shneim kechad. He says, even if they came after it's consecutive, that's also acceptable, but the testimony must be at the same time. Meaning they could see, I could see the first part of the event, and he could see the second part of the event, that's considered the same re'ir, but the testimony must be with each other. Look at Rashi. Even if they both see the same exact moments of the event, they have to testify within toch k'dei dibur of each other. And then finally comes along Rabbi Nosson Omer, shomim dvarav shel zeh hayom, uchsheva chaveir lemachar shomim dvarav. That you could hear Reuven's testimony today and Shimon's testimony tomorrow. You don't even have to have the edus at the same time. Either way, there's a three-way machlokas here about having to see the Riyah together, having the Haggadah together. So this debate of how much Hitztarfus is necessary is the debate between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Does the Eid Echad of earlier and the Eid Echad afterwards about the Kohen being kosher, are they acceptable? Can you mitztarf them? Or no, they have to be there together to present the Eidus. And that's the machlokas there, as the machlokas here in the Brisa as well. The new mission now. The Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Ha'isha shenichbasha b'dei ovdei chacham. A woman is taken captive by the goyim. Ayidei mamun, if they're taking her away because she owes them money, muteres labayla, she's a mutter to her husband. We don't assume that she was violated in any way. Ayidei nefashas, however, if she was taken because of wanting to kill her, and then she's returned, asur labayla, then we're concerned about she was asur to her husband. Says Rashi, asur labayla, the whole of a nogin b'hefker, because since they're treating her in such a hefker way, we are concerned that maybe she did something willingly. Again, if she did something bonus, it was against her will, she's allowed to stay married to her wife, her husband. If she's married to a Kohen, then a woman whose Nansa is Asr to a Kohen, but to Yisrael, Nansa's mutter. But if she did something willingly, then she becomes Asr to her own husband. Even though referring to Goyim here, that's a discussion in Tosafot Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that Bias Akum, even Bias Akum, Asrs her to her husband. Either way, that's the distinction of the Mishnah. If she's taken for money, we don't consider that she was treated with Hefker. If she was taken for Nefashos, she is treated with Hefker. So Gemara then says, Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Amarav, lo shanu ela shiyad yisal takifa al ov de kocham. It's only true that we have this limitation that when the Jews are in control over the non-Jews, then even though she was only taken for mammon, we think she's still muteris. However, if it's the other way around, of a yad ov de kochavim takifa al atman, if the non-Jews have more power than the Jews, then afila ayde mammon asura of labayla. Then even if they're only taken, she's only taken for money purposes, for monetary reasons, even then we're concerned she was treated in such a way, and she would become asur to her husband. So Gemara now asks the following question. Meisiva Rava. Heyid Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKotzev al Bas Yisrael, Sher Hurhana Ashkelon, Hurana Rashid Nimshechana. She was taken as a mashkon, and she willingly, right now we think, she's willingly gave herself up as a mashkon. She had made this agreement, I'm going to pay you back money. If I don't pay you back, you could take me as your mashkon. So, Shehurhanu Ba'ashkelon, Verichku B'nei Mishpachto, and when she was returned back afterwards, her family distanced themselves from her, assuming they thought she was a zona, after being with captive by the non-Jews. However, Edom testified, Shelo Nistera, Vishlo Nitma. She never went to any private rooms with them. She was not Nitma. Vamru Lahem Chacham and said, Imatem Maminim Shehurhana, Heminu Lo Nishin Lo Nistera, Vishlo Etim Nitmea. If you believe her and the Edom, that in fact she was given simply as a mashkon, then you have to believe her that she wasn't Tameh. If you don't believe that she was Tameh or not, you think she was, in fact, don't believe her that she was given over willingly. So what does that mean? So Rashi points out, Ashkelon, the Yad of the Chachavim, Tekiva Atman, says Rashi, Ashkelon was an Eretz Plishtim Hayu, he, for Od Kfar Galo Yisrael, and we already sent into exile. So Ashkelon was certainly a place where the Od the Chachavim were Tekiva Ayde Atman, and Katani, who could make the following deep, the Gemara says, Hurhanu in Nich B'Shalal. So if you look at Rashi, Hurhan is Dimidas. That midas, she willingly went over to them, only in that particular instance is there chashash that perhaps she became tameh. The midas became in the gizman, says Rashi, v'lo niftes, harei hi shel ov dikachavim. If I didn't pay you back on time, she becomes the ownership of the goyim, b'dineim, mishim hachi, ba'in an edim, me'idim osa shel nishtim. We need edim to testify that she remained tower. But implying that only but if she went willingly. But if she went unwillingly, then even without aid, then we trust that she wasn't violated. So why is that the case? This whole discussion is about mamon. It's a question of mamon. And it's a case of tkifa yad of dicham al Yisrael. So we said above that if it's true that yad of dichavim is tkifa al atman, then the woman is usher even to the mamon. But this Gemara implies she's only usher if it was her hun, if she went willingly over, which showed a certain level of lax her own das that she's willing to go over to the goyim. If she was taken away, she was captured, even if it's mamon, we don't think she'd do anything willingly, and she should remain mutter to her husband. The wife says, not true. The truth is, even if she went in a way where she was taken against her will, there's still a chashash of her being nisritza, and Nansa would be usher to her husband. That particular maisa was, she went willingly. But in a chanami, the same halach would apply, bein hirhuna, bein nechapasha. The same halach would be true, that if yad olicham is tkifa al yad Yisrael, then afila ide mamon, she would be usher to her husband. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.